afraid to admit that you screwed this one up. And maybe all of this hurts me so bad, 'cause I... Guess I'm fine today. Tell me, is it normal? Tell me, is it strange to think that life ain't worth the trouble? Oh, wear a smile like it's lingerie. How easily it peels away.
This. Well, hopefully listening to WOMY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'll have you know, I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden.
If we continue to consume our natural resources at the rate we do now, by 2050, it could take three Earths to meet our needs. The Earth can't speak up when it needs help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hello?
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 I love hearing on a... Oh, I can hear on a boat almost.
I gotta position the headphone jack the right way.
No, exactly. Like, literally, if I move just a square inch, it's only in my left ear. So, never mind. It's not working. Oh, wait. There we go. Nope, there we go again. Okay, anyway. Hi.
Hello.
It's Radiothon.
Radiothon. Welcome to Radiothon Spring 2024.
Welcome to Radiothon.
W-O-N-Y.
This is us counting down.
Counting down. For the last time ever.
Yeah, you're graduating.
I know. We've done this. So this is like a tradition me and Faith have. We have been doing this for five semesters now.
Have we?
We have. We started it the semester before we were music and programming. Like, we started it that semester, and then we did it when we were music and programming for two semesters, and then when we were not music and programming.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Oh, yeah, I had to call in last year.
You did have to call in because you were writing a paper about Yoko Ono.
Yeah, that's what being a media major is. It's a joke.
But, you know, you still made it.
I did.
It was fine.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we are here counting down top 10 artists, songs, albums.
Gideon knows what the countdown is and Faith reacts to it.
Yes. So I'm here with all the numbers. And
Faith's here with all the jokes.
Yes. All right. So this is going to be good. So to start it off, before I play the first song, I am going to do, I pulled the numbers 11 to 15. So these are the songs that kind of almost made it, but did not make it to the countdown.
Yeah.
So number 15, we have Song for a Spaceman by The Witch, which is also our most played local song. Local-ish. They play here.
They play here.
But shout out to Magnus. Number 14, we have Linger by The Cranberries.
A good song.
Number 13, we have Saturn by SZA.
Okay.
Number 12, we have Murder on the Dance Floor.
Not surprised there. No surprise.
Number 11, we have Stick Season by Noah Kahan. And coming in at number 10, the first song in our countdown, My Love, Mine, All Mine by Mitski.
This was literally on last semester. Can we please?
It was on last semester, and I have to shout out Sarah Donovan, because last time we played this, we were just sitting here, and I was like queuing up the next song, and while it was playing, Sarah sent me a text, and she was like, let me know when that bleeping Mitski song is over.
No, literally, like, there's so many other Mitski songs. Why are we playing that one?
Because it's the one that's on TikTok.
the TikTok vacation.
There are a lot of really great Mitski songs, though.
I just played Francis Forever today on my show. What do y'all know about that one?
What do y'all know?
Oh, anyway, enjoy it.
Anyway,
it will be good.
Enjoying us. Should we just talk over it?
This is a terrible song. Don't listen.
No, it's a great song. We love Mitski here.
Yeah, we do love Mitski.
Well, that was number 10.
Thank God. It's over.
So now that that's out of the... No, I'm kidding. We love Mitski.
I do love Mitski, but like I said...
That one, it's just that
she
song.
She has so many better songs. Please.
But that's the one we play, because we're radio station.
We are a college radio station. We have to cater.
Anyways, so... sorry, I had a text.
Very unprofessional, Gideon.
Sorry. All right. So coming in at number 9, that was number 10, My Love, Mine, All Mine from Mitski. Number 9.
Oh, God.
Jungle Back on 74.
Okay. I can't. Okay. I have played this song once on my show because it does slap, but I don't think it's good enough to be in the top 10. And I'm just going to say my piece there. Back on 74.
All right, enjoy. And we're back.
We are back.
That was Back on 74. I'm getting roasted in the group chat right now because I was singing around.
I can vouch.
Yeah, it's catchy. It's catchy. And I think people just kind of think it's like overplayed because it's TikTok-y, but
yeah.
Like,
can we talk about Ariana Grande's outfit? I support it. At the Met Gala last night.
Do we have time?
Can I just say she looked really good?
She performed, right?
Yeah, she did, and she went off. She did what she had to do.
She did what she had to do. Well, she's not on our countdown.
Boo.
So,
yeah. No taste.
Moving on to number 8, we have... This one's a little throwback, and I'm kind of happy for it. I Feel the Earth Move from Carole King.
I don't know if I know her. I know Carole King, but I don't know if I know this
what
one.
What do you mean you don't know if you know her?
No, I know her. Like, I know her, but I don't like, know if I know the song. The song being her, you know what
on,
I mean?
You'll know the song. This is, like, the biggest Carole King song, right? Let's go to Spotify. It's the number 2 biggest song.
Oh, well, maybe
on
I
her
know
Spotify
it.
Page.
Maybe I know it. I'll update you guys if
this
I
is
know
a,
it.
This is a classic song.
I'll update you guys if I know it.
All right.
Yeah.
How do you not know that song?
I just have never heard it before. Oh, now I How? Have. Now I have heard it.
How do you not know that song?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just not woke enough. I don't know.
It's a classic.
Well, now
You've
I know
never
it.
Heard. Did you listen to the Carole King Tapestry album, like, as a kid?
No.
All right. Well.
No, I listened to, like, The Killers.
I guess that's fair. Okay, so moving on. so I made a little boo-boo. I don't like that I just said that. I made an oopsie.
Boo!
And that was actually the number 7 song. It made a little miscalculation. And so that means Back on 74 was number 8. My Love, Mine, All Mine was number 9. And none other than Stick Season by Noah Kahan was number 10. So we're going to play that.
Yeah, we're going to go a little out of order.
Yeah.
Hope you guys can handle it.
Woo!
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories of something even smoking is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I hover my pitch to see the other sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I miss the way you laugh. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. The sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, that'll have to do.
Okay, so I'm realizing I made another error in the countdown.
My goodness.
So we introduced a rule that if for whatever reason, so we have a site called Spinatron that tracks all of everything that the DJs play, and sometimes a DJ will use like a song as like their intro theme, but because of that, it will like boost it up into like the top 10 because they play it every single show, because they use it as like their intro, or they use it as like background music or whatever.
Go off, King.
So I did not factor that into, like, I took two of them out, but I forgot one of them.
Oh.
So I'm just going to go through the ones that we're shouting out now, and then I will play what is really actually for real the number 10 song.
Eliana's yelling at me for not knowing that Carol King song, but I'm giving her a promise right now, and over the air, I will listen to more Carol King just for you guys.
So this one that I forgot to take out of the countdown is Axe Steel from Alex G.
Mm.
Shout out to Sarah Donovan. You play that every time straight at midnight, so I'm assuming that's like your intro music.
Alex G.
And then the number two song was it's Wolfman Jack, and Ellie uses it for her show. Shout out Ellie, because she's the only all vinyl show. She uses it as like the intro for her show, because like she has a show intro that like is like play off that movie, and so then she like fades into it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then the number one song was Grinnell Street from Citronium. And that goes to, or that was played by Amelia and Derek every show as well. So those were factored out of the countdown. So
honorable mentions, if you will.
Honorable mentions, though. But now we're back to number 10 again.
ASMR.
And that goes to Murder on the Dance Floor.
Oh, my.
Literally, so we're going to play Murder on the Dance Floor.
Literally Saltburn. Literally Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter are dating. Can't wait for that breakup album.
Honestly, do you think they're going to last?
Maybe they'll get married. I hope they have little Irish babies. He already has a son. She's the stepmom. She's the mom that stepped up. Can you believe Ariana Grande is a stepmother, too?
Wait, what?
Ethan, her boyfriend has a kid.
Oh. Well, but they're not married, though.
Yeah, but she can still be a stepmom. She could be the mother that stepped up.
All right, we're playing Murder on the Dance Floor, and then we'll recap, because now we're technically in the top five.
Yeah,
so.
Murder on the Dance Floor.
Woo.
It's murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know about your.
Okay, so we're back. So before Faith says anything, I'm just going to recap where we're at the countdown. So number 10, we've got Murder on the Dance Floor, Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Number 9, we've got Stick Season, Noah Kahan. Number 8, we've got My Love, Mine, All Mine by Mitski. Number 7, we've got Back on 74 by Jungle. And number 6, we've got I Feel the Earth Move by Carole King.
I have something to say.
Okay.
I know all of you in the Wony chat right now are thinking what I'm about to say. This is the TikTokification of Wony 90.9 FM. And you would be right. We all need to step away from TikTok and listen to some real music, okay? We need to all listen to My Bloody Valentine.
The TikTokification of Wony is crazy.
Listen, I would have loved to hear Alex G. If we have time, we should play some Alex G. But
well,
maybe we will if I don't go on a too much of a rant, but just
sorry for the Alex G erasure.
We love Alex G. Well, I love Alex G in this house.
We love Alex G, just not when his concerts have lice.
Not the lice. He literally hates his fans too.
Oh wow. No, anyways,
he does that as a bit.
All right, before we get into being controversial, we're in the top 5 now, so I'm gonna reveal the top 10 most played albums.
I can't wait for them all to be from TikTok.
Number 10, we've got Everything That Has Happened Now from The Witch. Shout out Magnus.
Okay, Magnus.
Number 9, we've got DSU from Alex G.
Yes.
Shout out Sarah Donovan.
Number 8,
we've got Currents from Tame Impala.
That's me.
Did you know that that's actually one guy?
I didn't know it was Kevin Parker, for real.
Number 7, we've got Abbey Road from The Beatles.
Low-key, not me. I didn't even play a single Beatles song this semester, I don't think.
Number 6, we've got The Record from Boy Genius.
I'm being nice. I like Boy Genius.
Number 5, we've got Grace from Jeff Buckley. Number 4, we've got Decide from Joe. Shout out Xavier Sharp. He texted me this morning while Faith was on the air and was like, you need to tell your DJs that it's pronounced Joe, not D-Jo.
I called him D-Jo on my show earlier because I don't know anything.
Anyway,
Gideon, you call Boy Genius Boring Genius.
I do call Boy Genius Boring Genius, but we don't have to get into that.
We're not gonna. $20.
All right, number 3, we've got In Rainbows from Radiohead. Number 2, we've got Rumors from Fleetwood Mac. And number 1, the number 1 most played album on Wony this semester was Harry's House, Harry Styles.
Oh my God, can you guys be original? Like, literally, that was like the top album last year or the year before.
That has been at the top of the countdown for like many semesters.
Sorry, I'm telling
be nice.
You, I know, I'm a hater, okay? I'm not hating on anybody specifically. I'm literally just sharing my opinion. I love Harry's House, but it's been the top album, or the top like 2, for the past like 2-3 years. We need something else, I think.
Aw, shout out my stepdad, Joe, funny enough.
Joe, D. Joe.
Wearing his Wony shirt, listening to the countdown.
I have my Wony sweatshirt here.
Okay.
I'm not wearing it, though. Anyway, I think I'm getting slander a little bit.
All right, so we're in the top 5 now. We're halfway through. So,
whoa.
Number 5. We Are the People, Empire of the Sun.
Oh my God, that's my impact. This is actually a good song, guys.
Does this have curses in it?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, not my impact. This is also like a TikTok song, but Nathan showed me it, so I don't really think he got it from TikTok.
All right, are we playing it?
Yeah, we are.
All right, cool.
Empire of the Sun. Walking
Empire
on
of the
dream.
Sun. Woo!
Woo!
Swimming in December, heading for the city lights, and I am 7'5". We sharing each other, and nearer than father, the scent of the lemon drips from your I'm
Okay, we're back.
I can't do well.
All right.
We're back.
We're back. We were talking about the song of the century.
ASMR.
The song of the century. My headphones aren't working.
I was drinking water. Did you guys hear that?
No.
Never mind.
We were just talking about the song of the century. It just came out a couple weeks ago, but it's already the best song that was ever written in the history of the world.
That's that me espresso. Okay, hold on, because you're going to say, oh, she just said the TikTokification of Boney. That song was Gideon and I's like 8 hours before it blew up, okay?
We were fans of it in the 8 hours before it went viral.
So I don't want to hear it, okay? We have been on that Sabrina game since Girl Meets World before Girl Meets World. I don't want to hear about it.
Shout out to when I went to the Sabrina Carpenter concert when I was in like 2016.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about it. I've been on her game.
We used to like follow the nonsense outros.
Yeah,
like every day.
Yeah,
like I would send them every day, and we would like review them, and then we like wrote funny ones for like if she would come to Oneonta.
Yeah, like if she does that upcoming like album tour, whenever that album comes out, like we'll be sharing those again. So I don't want to hear it.
So anyways, back to the countdown.
Yeah,
we're at number four. Number four on Woney this semester. Claro Bags.
Okay, I had a hand in that, so I can't even be mad about it. That was me.
I was like, I don't know how you're going to feel about these choices, because you contributed to some of them.
No, listen, Bags, like, I know it's, like, her most popular, whatever. She's coming out with new music soon, though, like, at the end of the month.
I saw that.
So, I can't wait. I think it's going to be good, hopefully. I don't know.
Whose music reminds me of Claire? Oh, never mind. I'm not going to talk about her, because then we'll go down a rabbit hole.
Oh, God.
You can Gracie Abrams.
Oh. A minor.
All right, I'm playing Bags by
Claro. Just look
before
up Gracie
we have
Abrams
this.
Finn Wolfhard, and you'll know all the information.
I'm playing Bags by Claro before we go down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, we'll go down the rabbit hole off mic.
All right, we're back.
ASMR.
That was Bags from Claro.
ASMR.
Number 4 on Woni this semester.
Yeah.
All right, so we're in the top 3. We're about to be in the top 3.
Ooh.
What was that?
I don't know. I'm like manic right now.
So I'm going to count down the top 10 artists on Woni this semester before we get into the top 3.
Yes.
So are we ready?
Yes.
All right. Number 10, we have Alex G.
Yes. Sarah Donovan, Supremacy.
Number 9, we've got Billy Joel.
Okay.
Number 8, we've got The Kinks.
Okay.
Number 7, we've got Led Zeppelin. Mm. Number 6, we've got Mitski.
Ooh.
Number 5, we have Lana Del Rey.
Yes.
Number 4, we have Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, we have the tortured poet herself, Taylor Swift.
I'm not going to say a word because I don't want to get slandered.
Number 2, the Beatles.
Okay.
And the number 1 most played artist on Woni this semester was Radiohead.
You do it to yourself. You do. I've played some Radiohead songs, so, like, I've been depressed this semester, so, like, Radiohead makes sense.
Well, this next song is nothing like Radiohead at all.
Nothing at all.
The number 3 song on Woni this semester. I've been giggling the entire time because I'm like, this
There's
is
no
really
way.
Funny.
I'm scared.
Number 3 on Woni was Silk Chiffon, Muna, and Phoebe Bridgers. Life's so fun. I'm telling you, the TikTokification of Woni, it's crazy.
Listen, this song was good before TikTok.
But was it good after TikTok? That's the real question.
No.
All right. I'm going to play it.
Got my mini skirt, my rollerblades on, you know.
Enjoy.
Oh, wait. Never mind.
Sundown and I feel lifted. Downtown cherry lipstick. Watch your silk dress dancing in the wind. Watch it brush against her skin. Makes me wanna try her on. Like life's so fun, life's so fun. Got my mini skirt and my rollerblades on. Bag on my side cause I'm out till dawn. Keeping it light like silk chiffon. Life's so fun. Chiffon, that's how it feels. Oh, when she's on me,
I just turned the mic on as you did that.
Silk chiffon.
Life's so fun. Okay, that is a certified classic.
That is actually a certified
banger. We are right. It is actually good after TikTok.
Yeah.
Z100 don't got this heat. Like, we are here. You got to listen to Wony.
Not
this
is- Z100. iHeartRadio don't got this.
Kiss FM. Kiss FM doesn't do this.
Kiss 108 in Boston ain't got this.
Well, they don't have this either, because the number two song most played on Wony this semester was You Make Loving Fun, Fleetwood Mac.
I don't know her.
I think you played her.
No, I didn't. I played Fleetwood Mac, but I've never played this.
This was mostly Ellie and Dakota. Shout out Ellie and Dakota.
Yeah, shout Woo. Out.
All right. We're going to play it, and then we've got one more song left, and then we're done forever.
And then we're literally done forever, except I'm not graduating. I'm going to be here for the next 10 years.
So I think you need to just keep this alive and just be doing it.
Well, if someone wants to offer up their partnership for next two semesters.
If you want to do the countdown, comment down below.
Or I
like and subscribe.
Or I can just do it by myself. Like, I can, you know?
You could. I could call in. I probably will call in.
You literally could just call in.
If you do it, I'll call in.
Wherever, like, SiriusXM, like, place you're working at.
And I'll be, best believe, I'll be, I broke the computer. Best believe I'll be stalking the recently played on our website. Like, wherever I am, wherever I end up.
Wherever he ends up, and hopefully he'll make it out of Delaware and Maryland.
We'll see. We'll see. It's hard right now. It's tough.
No, and it's tough out there.
I applied for a job in Nashville today, another one.
Okay.
We'll see. Anyways, so, yeah, we're going to play the Fleetwood Mac song.
And you're going to like it.
You're going to like it. It's from Rumors, so you're going to like it.
Yeah, you're going to like it. Everybody knows this album.
You make me happy with the things you do.
Okay, we're back.
Someone lied to me, though.
Hello.
Anyway.
All right. So we're almost done.
What?
We're almost done.
I know. I can't hear anything.
We're recapping. That's because the mics are turned down. Everything's turned down.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So
the last
we
one.
Have just spent the past hour recapping the
semester
on WONY as the kickoff to Radiothon.
I hope you guys liked my hot takes.
I'm stalling because I don't want this to be over.
I know. I hope you guys liked my hot takes. I know some of you are
Some people don't. Some people are in the group chat really fired.
Some of y'all
it.
About to be real mad at me,
but it must be said.
That's literally me right now. I'm sorry, but put down TikTok and let's.
This has been the TikTokification of Wony.
No, literally. This is the worst it's ever been.
And this is, it's about to get worse with the number one song.
I'm nervous.
Okay, so the number one, to recap, the number one album was Harry's House by Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
The number one artist was Radiohead.
Yeah.
And to recap the top 10, at number 10, we had Murder on the Dance Floor. At number
what?
9, at number 10, we had Murder on the Dance Floor.
I thought number 10 was Stick Season.
No, remember? I messed up the, oh, I made oopsies.
He made right. oopsies.
Number 10 was Murder on the Dance Floor.
Yes.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor from Saltburn.
From Saltburn.
From Saltburn.
That's all it's from.
Number 9 was Stick Season, Noah Kahan. Number 8 was My Love, Mine, All Mine from Mitski. Number 7 was Back on 74 by Jungle.
Yeah.
Number 6 was I Feel the Earth Move from Carole King. Number 5 was We Are the People from Empire of the Sun.
Yeah.
Number 4 was Bags from Claro.
Yeah.
Number 3 was Silk Chiffon, Muna featuring Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah.
Number 2 was You Make Loving Fun from Fleetwood Mac. And yeah. the number one song I on can't. Wony this semester was...
Hello?
Oh, I had a whole meme queued up and it didn't play. No.
Try it again.
It won't.
What was the meme?
I had a whole meme queued up. All right, drum roll. Most played song on Wony was...
And when I'm back in Poughkeepsie, I feel it.
Ain't no way it's end to beginning by Joe! Oh, my God.
And when I'm back in Chicago, I feel it.
I've had enough.
You take the man out of the...
I've had enough of this song.
You played it today.
No, I didn't. I played Roddy.
Oh, you played a different song.
I played Roddy, okay? Have I played End of Beginning? Yes, but not... But before it was popular. I'm literally one of
it
the
girls. It was popular
girls.
All semester.
Oh, then never mind. I guess I've played it before, though. I don't know why I'm trying to justify that I'm a fan. Really, he is Steve Harrington in Stranger Things. He is perfectly fine. He does not need any ride or die fans. He will make it out that. He will not be on the Stranger Things podcast in 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why did no one laugh? That was actually the funniest joke.
Because I'm the only one in here and I didn't think it was funny.
Can people laugh? That literally was so funny. What is his name? Joe Keery? He will make it out of the Stranger Things podcast bubble. I know Noah.
I don't really follow Stranger Things, but I did follow this song because it was the number one song on Wony. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have to wrap up and play this song. Yeah.
I've never been back in Chicago.
When I'm back in Poughkeepsie, I feel it.
I've been back in Boston, and I do feel it. Oh, boy.
When I'm back in Delaware, I feel it.
When I'm back in Hartwick, New York, I feel it.
All right. Everybody, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in.
I don't know who's next on Radiothon, but it's going to be fun.
Bye.
You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm gonna try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
Shut up.
Hello, everyone out there. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. So this is Radiothon.